welcome to another episode of the People Will Talk podcast. Joining me in studio is my co-host, Maria. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well. Thank you.
And also special guest, Maria Reed. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me here. It's a great pleasure to meet you, yeah?
Wonderful having you here. So Maria, there's a few things I want to ask you about. First of all, you're half Irish, half Spanish, aren't you?
Yes. Mother Irish, father Spanish. I was born here in Madrid, but yeah, like having my mother Irish was, I grew up within a really international environment, shall we say, you know. My mother came here because she used to play hockey, field hockey, and she played for the Spanish national team over here. And that's the connection with Ireland in Madrid.
We'll have to get your mother on the podcast as well, it seems.
Oh, she'd love it. Love things about hockey, that's for sure, yeah.
that's amazing. And you, not only are you half Irish and half Spanish, but you are also working in the SIBN. For those who don't know what that means, what is the SIBN?
Yeah, SIBN or SHIBN is the Spanish-Irish Business Network here in Spain. And it's basically an association it's a non-profit organization working to promote business and cultural links between Ireland and Spain, basically, you know. So we got the patronage of the Irish Embassy. I mean, our origins are linked with the Irish Embassy here in Spain. And we've always been helping in different sorts of events, you know, like business, networkings, cultural, mainly, you know, overall. So that's what SIBN, you know, like basically promotes business and cultural links between these two countries.
So, okay, that's fascinating, Maria. So we also are very big on exploring links between Ireland and Spain. Given your unique perspective of having a foot in both nations, do you see there are a lot of links culturally between these two countries?
Well, obviously, north of Spain is quite Celtic, you know. So there is a lot of traditions and there is loads of feeling, you know, shall we say. And I've always heard that Spanish culture and Irish culture are very much alike in the sense of, you know, like we like enjoying or things, right? And mm-hmm. And I do think that there's like a great links between these two countries.
And Maria, what is your role exactly? You've talked to us about the organization. It sounds like, you know, it's very important for both Spanish and Irish people here in Madrid and elsewhere. So what is exactly your role? What do you do within it?
Yeah, well, I'm the president. I'm the president of this organization currently. I started like 2 years ago volunteering for charity events. And yeah, and now I'm the president. So basically I coordinate all our events, all our sponsors, basically. And then we open business links. So at the moment, like we are currently organizing promoting Irish companies in hubs here in Spain. We have like two hubs that are actually looking for foreign companies, and then through the other sides in cultural, what we're actually doing now is we're actually promoting Reggie O'Donnell, you know, in Valladolid. There's a great community, Irish community over there in Valladolid, not only Madrid, also in Valladolid, and at the moment they're very active. So we're really kind of helping them to organize like tourist visitors and all that aspect, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's basically anybody who's Irish or lives in in Spain and has like Irish blood, shall we say. I mean, it's welcome to reach out and just tell us, you know, like their ideas. And sometimes just individuals who want to organize something, or maybe some other times is companies or sponsors. So there's like a general line about what we could provide with our expertise. Do you know what I mean?
It's very fascinating. So a lot of businesses getting off the ground. You mentioned culture. And obviously, we're recording this on the 7th of March. And in 10 days' time, it's the Great Irish Celebration, St. Patrick's Day. And I've noticed myself, having lived here for a few years, that this has become more and more of an event, I would say. So specifically, what is Sibin and yourself, what do you guys have planned for St. Patrick's Day in Madrid?
Well, generally, it's like to bring up the Irish spirits. So, Tourism of Ireland, actually, I mean, they're organizing La Semana de Irlanda. It's the whole week. It's like, it's not only one day, like for St. Patrick's. It's now kind of becoming a whole week to celebrate, like, you know, like the Irish. So that's, that, I mean, you can tell now how big it's getting, basically, like this event. So, our big event is going to be on the 16th of March. We are organizing a picnic day for families here in Las Rozas this year. It's going to be, and it's basically a gathering of families where you can enjoy live music, U2 tribute. There's a band called U2 Tribute will be playing, and you can enjoy barbecues, food, beverage, kids' entertainment, and obviously there'll be all Irish sports included. So kids will be able to play or get to know a bit more with GAA, like Gaelic footballs, football, rugby, hockey. Yeah. So it's a great atmosphere to celebrate St. Patrick's, just for like family picnics. Yeah. And that's our big event this year for St. Patrick's. Also, there's a major event happening in La Gran Vía, which is the St. Patrick's Parade, which we're also helping. It's organized by a musician, Brás Rodrigo, and they'll be marching. I think they're going to be like 17 bands, like Celtic bands, marching on the 16th of March as well, okay, in La Gran Vía, right? And this is sponsored by Guinness, so this is got like a great... I mean, it's going to be a great success, to be honest. I mean, 17 bands from all around Spain coming, like for St. Patrick's. There's going to be around 500,000 people expected to be, you know, like in La Gran Vía. So yeah, I mean, the impact of St. Patrick's actually in Madrid is just becoming amazing. You know, like it's growing and growing. And as I said, like with the support of Tourism of Ireland, which is they're actually kind of organizing a week out of St. Patrick's worldwide is relevant, you know. So yeah, I mean, this year is more family picnic, and we also do gala dinners. The next gala dinner will be next year for St. Patrick's, and but bueno, that will be another story. I mean, we'll speak again for next year, you know. This year is largely for the picnic.
I love it. We have two more podcasts organized with your mother, and for next year as well with you again for the galas. But no, this is amazing. It's so enriching to hear all this movement and this interest in Irish culture, and you actually do see this increase in interest in the most surprising of ways. There's an Irish guy I play paddle with, and there's a school near where he lives, and one day he was walking past it, and he realized that the kids were playing Gaelic football in their patio. Yeah, so it's just incredible. Obviously, an Irish teacher there is just inculcating Irish sports there on the sly.
So, Maria, you've told us about the different activities that you're going to be doing. Obviously, the picnic is a big thing this year. But so when you start from scratch organizing this sort of event, what elements of Irish culture do you think of first? And you prefer going for things that Spanish people are more familiar with, or... are you more open to showing things that perhaps people here don't know so much? What's your take on that?
Well, it's a great question. When we organize events, the first thing that we need is volunteers. So basically, volunteering is Irish people are more aware about how to volunteer for organizing this type of events. So that's like an Irish approach for these events, basically. So you do really see the Irish spirits and the Irish, you know, like the Irish vibe within all these volunteers, because normally they're Irish people living in Spain, that they just want to get linked with the Irish as well. Yeah. So the first thing is volunteers. And then obviously just to kind of grasp the you know, like just come and enjoy the craic, you know, it's is more taking care about the people, organizing it with PR, communication, taking care of everybody, shall we say, and just being aware of implications, you know, like security and all so forth. People, loads of people, when we organize these events, donate, you know, like we normally have like raffles or prizes to give. And that's how we really want to kind of continue with the spirit. You know, sometimes it's more like for kids, like this picnic. So whatever things that could bring some magic and the Irish spirit for the kids would be great. So people dressed within leprechauns, all decorations sort of greens, like donations from green balloons, anything that is green, honestly, I mean, is designed. It needs to be done, you know, like decorations should be also a must in our events. And music, you know, like music is important. Music is always great, live music, you know. So sometimes, you know, like in Ireland, when you finish the drink or in the pubs, there's a sing song, yeah, and it's just great. So we really want to grasp also that atmosphere here in Spain.
Now you've mentioned the breadth of activities you're doing. You're looking for volunteers, the engagement of people. What's the best way for people to access this information and get in touch with you or the organizers of these various events?
Well, they could subscribe to the newsletter. I mean, it's for free. Everything is the website is sibn.es, or just follow us through LinkedIn. Or we also have our WhatsApp group, you know. So if you reach out through LinkedIn, you'll be able to see now after the group. And yeah, if anybody directly from you wants to, you know, like be more active in this, pues, I'm happy to speak to them in person. I hope not too many. Yeah, I don't have too much time now to speak, so maybe WhatsApp.
Well, you are obviously on social media. You've got a lot of presence as well, like the School Irlanda as well. They tweet a lot about the events and they've been promoting the Semana de Irlanda. And, you know, looking at the comments, because we obviously follow them, and there are a lot of Spanish people that are, you know, quite happy about the celebration, and quite often to quite willing to take part. And they often say about their experience in Ireland and how much they love it. So what do you think Spanish people connect in particular with this kind of Irish celebration?
I think it's just it's in our hearts, to be honest. It's the way we are. I think it's the joyness of organizing things and just living in, I mean, Spain. I mean, we're talking more about Ireland, obviously, but I mean, Spain is such a great country. In the sense of the light and the atmosphere, and they just, both of them knows how to really enjoy themselves with this event, right? What I like to add to that is that obviously loads of Spanish students go over to Ireland, and the memories that they have from Ireland is just amazing, and that's how they becoming, you know, like part of this community. Many of the members actually have this situation, like they spend time in Ireland. They came back and they still want to be connected with the Irish community and with the Irish vibe here, you know, like living in Spain. So yeah, I mean, it's honestly, I think it's really within their hearts, within their way of living and enjoying life, generally speaking.
Now, the Irish person, I think when people think of Irish people in Madrid, they might know about Red Hugh O'Donnell, which myself and Maria have actually done stuff about as well. We've had some tours about that particular figure. And people might know that, or they might think of English teachers in Madrid. That's a typical Irish person, you know. But you come across a lot of different types of Irish people in your job. So who are the Irish people living here? Are they young and old? Are they men and women, business people, teachers? Like, who are these people who've made the Spanish capital their home now?
Well, obviously, all big Irish companies who are settled in Spain. I mean, we speak to all of them, and yeah, I mean, there's a lot of actually great Irish companies here in Spain. I'd rather not say the names now, like just in case. But I mean, they are actually like, and that's like between all over Spain. Like we got like here from Lanzarote, we got like from Alicante. I mean, they're based worldwide. I mean, they're based in different parts of Spain, right? And yeah. As I said, the organization is linked more or less with the embassy, with the Irish embassy. So we do have like a proper institutional component, you know, like also within the members. And that's always aligned, which is very important to follow. I mean, as we believe, you know, like diplomatic relations. So yeah, I mean, between the business could be is really broad, you know, like we got like between food and beverage, you know, like we got great Irish meat coming over to Spain, like we've got like obviously different types of drinks, spirits coming also here to Spain. I mean, this it's a great variety, like, to be honest, what's like the impact from Irish here in Spain. From our part, it's like we got also lawyer. I mean, we've got everything, to be honest.
Okay, well, it's amazing. A spread of people and products, as you've mentioned. So Maria, we can only wish you the best of luck with the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. It sounds like it's going to be a super party. People will love it. So best of luck with that. And in advance, we'll wish you a happy Paddy's Day.
Thank you very much, same wise. And you're all welcome
Thank you.
Next day. Also, we got Facebook, obviously, and Instagram. Please follow us. And yeah, happy to speak to you in the future as well. All the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.